I just got my party invitations back from the printers.
Come to Homer's BBBQ. The extra B is for BYOBB.
What's that extra B for?
That's a typo.
Bit of Simpsons there. Matty Swindle, CEO of Tasman Butchers, joins us in the studio. Good to see you, Matty.
Morning, guys.
This is a big time for you. You're selling a lot of meat, a lot of sausages, a lot of steaks, because I reckon most people barbecue in this sort of time about, you know, two or three times a week.
Yeah, or if you work for Tasman Butchers, we probably barbecue about two or three times a day. These next 2 days are our biggest days of the year by miles, so we are absolutely pumping meat out.
So, Matty, how many on Christmas Day? I'm intrigued by this because an old traditionalist mum would always cook the roast inside. How many now put the roasts early in the morning, they stick them on the barbies outside and cook the meat? How many would go that way now, you reckon?
Yeah, we're seeing a big shift towards people cooking on barbecues for roast dinner. Particularly, I mean, this week is going to be so hot, you don't want to be stood in a kitchen. Correct. You want to stand in a roasting kitchen with the oven on. But we're also seeing a lot more people experiment, because I know you're going to buy a barbecue today. Barbecues are way better than they used to be. You know, you can do a lot more with a barbecue from the days where it was just a flat top hot plate with a few snags on it.
With that accent, Matty, throw a snag on the barbie.
Throw a snag on the barbie.
throw the lot on the barbie, Neil, can't you?
You can, yeah. I mean, we were just talking earlier about doing roasts. I remember one year I did chicken with the beer can up the bum on the barbie. You know, you can get clever, you can get experimental. You can put smoking chips in wooden boxes and put all sorts of flavors across your meat. So people see the barbecue as a bit of experimenting with dinner. Don't take it too far, because you don't want to cock up Christmas Day. There's nothing worse than your families come round and you've decided to go experimental. You've had a few too many stubbies, and
you've got to have a couple of nets before Christmas Day, don't you? You've got to get some good form. Make sure you've got the temperature right, the timing right. Don't stuff it up on Christmas Day.
Now Chuck's about to buy a barbecue, and if you've got a question, even a tip for Chuck, 94291116 about what he should buy. I've got a Weber. I love my Weber. I got it last year. It's fantastic. Great investment. Pretty expensive.
Well, that was the thing. I had a look at them the other day on your recommendation. I went in down at Mornington. I had a look. I like what I saw. I didn't like the how much for cash. I tell you what, they're not cheap barbecues these days.
There's no cash here. There's no cash.
You're only going to get what you pay for. I mean, this is what's interesting. What would you spend on a kitchen? How much do people spend on their interior kitchens these days? You know, they'll spend 60, 100 grand. And a good barbecue is going to cost you, what, $1,200?
Well, I was in another world, because I must admit, I went in and I had in my head, Matty, the budget. And seriously, I haven't bought a barbie for 10 years. When I left Adelaide, I left mine on the front nature strip. Yep. It was rusted. Someone come and took it away. So I thought, I've got to get one. Christmas present for Dad is the barbie. I thought, stupidly in my head, 500 will see it out, surely. You know, they'll get a good barbie for 500, and I'm sure I can. But Matt's in here today, and he said, if you want to get a good one, be prepared to spend the thou.
What's the best one to buy, man? If someone's going out to buy a barbecue for this period, what is the best one? Is it the Weber?
Yeah, I think the Weber's a cracking product. And everybody that's bought a Weber swears by them, and they buy them again. So there's got to be something in that. Personally, I think I have a barbecue that's plumbed into the mains gas. Because on a barbecue, you want good even heat, and you want to be able to get it hot. And gas bottles on barbecues can't give you enough oomph through the jets to get the barbecue hot enough. If you really want to go out there, then you know, engage with a builder, get someone to plumb it in properly, get the head unit, get some nice Caesar stone around it, maybe a bit of wood, make it a feature area. The bigger and better you make your barbecue, the more often you're going to use it. Think about the space around it. Yep. Try and create your kitchen outdoors. You'll love it.
It's a good point there about getting it plumbed in. And I know we were lucky enough where we lived in Adelaide that we did. That's why I got rid of my old crap one. However, now, there's nothing worse, Matty, than if the gas bottle runs out. If you haven't got the spare ready to go and you're sizzling...
That happened to me once.
Sizzling that once. It'll only happen once. Yeah. Sizzling the steaks and the gas bar that runs out.
It actually happened to me. This is what happened. So we had a barbecue. People came around, bought their meat and all that sort of stuff. And I went to fire it up and it didn't work. Right? Gas all gone.
Preparation, Matty.
I didn't check the gas, so I had to go to the service station, do the changeover, and I was embarrassed.
You know that advert that's got the ringing bells for the level crossing and says, this is the sound Victorians hate the most?
Yeah.
I reckon it's that click, click, click of a barbecue that's got no gas in it, really. Click,
Your
click.
Calls, 94291116. Matty Swindle's in with us, CEO of Tasman Butchers. You got a question for Matty, or a tip for Chuck in terms of what sort of barbecue he should be buying today with his cash.
There's no cash here. there's no cash.
There's a lot of Weber Qs coming through on the SMS.
Pete's in North Baldwin. Hello, Pete. Got a question?
Okay, boys. No, just a tip for Chuck. Scrap the barbecue, Chuck. The little rotisserie with the heat beads down the bottom. You can't stuff up your pork in it, and you'll be amazed how many blokes you'll have around standing mesmerised by what's in beers.
Okay.
Yeah, the rotisserie. What about that?
Yeah, what about that, Matt? What a great way to cook. I mean, that's where the product is just slowly turning and the fat's melting into the meat and you can hear it hissing on the coals and the smells that are coming up.
Have a listen to this. He's making this. The mouth is watering already.
He's right. You may stand around that and they're all going to think, number one, that you're a gun cook. And number two, where can they go and buy one from? I mean, don't tell them how easy it is.
And it is one of those places where you just stand around and have a beer, isn't it? It's where everyone stands. Thank you, Pete. Robert's in Sunbury. G'day, Rob.
Good morning, fellas. Yeah, mate. The old Weber's fantastic, but 2 years ago, my wife bought me an egg. It's a ceramic head, and you close it up. The best turkey you can ever do in that thing. It's amazing.
Yeah, Matty, is that a good call?
Yeah, it is. It's. I mean, for me, that's kind of the premium end of barbecuing. The Weber eggs.
Weber, notes here. Weber,
Rob, I presume you're putting charcoal in the bottom of that. You're then putting a turkey across the top of it, and you're sealing it up. It's like a barbecue pressure cooker of coal. How good does that sound?
Oh, fantastic. I'm genuinely hungry right now. Thanks, Rob.
What about this one, though, Matty, on the SMS? Darren, you better buy the Barbie first thing this morning because it's going to take you 2 days to build it.
Well, this is the issue. When my Weber wasn't too bad, but I did get to a point where I'm like, oh, where am I going now? But they do take a bit to put together if you're not great with your hands.
Yeah, I would do it today because tomorrow's hot and then Christmas Day's even hotter. Can you imagine fiddling around with nuts and washers in 35 degrees?
Are you a handyman, Chuck?
I'm so handy. Yesterday at our house, I had the lawnmower man around and the house cleaner at the same time, and I said to my wife, hey, we've got to look at our budget. We can't afford this anymore. I haven't even got a lawnmower. That's how handy I am.
Lawnmower man.
I am hopeless.
Steve's in the Hurstbridge. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. How you going?
Good, mate.
That's a shot. I bought the Weber Q built-in model and used it last night for the first time. Hooked up to natural gas. Had a plumber come around and hook it up for me, but it was magnificent. But I just can't get my head around standing there drinking a beer, watching a barbecue with the lid down.
Who was that caller there? Steve,
that was Steve, yeah.
And that was my initial. Barbie, for me, is the lid up, sizzling, turning, doing all the wrong methods and techniques, putting the lid down.
So how's it work? So with the Weber, so you, for those who haven't got one, you throw your sausages, your steaks on, and you just put the lid down and wait.
Yeah, you can. I mean, all you're doing is keeping the heat in. So the lid there seals the heat around the meat, and therefore it'll cook it quicker and cook it through more evenly. So if you're cooking very thin steaks, then you'll still flash them on the top with the lid up. But you know, I like a good, probably 2-inch thick ribeye. That when you put that on a hot plate without the lid down, it won't cook through enough. So the lid goes on for maybe 5-10 minutes, lift it up, have a bit of a poke around with the tongs, flip it over, put the lid down again, it'll cook through quicker.
And the one question, this is for all barbecues, is it the one flip with your steak
or is it
multiple?
I go one flip while I'm cooking and one flip when it comes off. So when you put a steak...
What do you mean when it comes off?
Here's the thing, right? So it's really two, if you know, it's two flips. One flip while you're cooking it because the hot surface draws the moisture in the steak down towards it. Yep. So you flip it once, and then when you put it on the plate, flip it over again so that the hot surface is on the top of the steak and the moisture then falls through the meat. If you put it the hot side down on a plate, that's why it drains out.
Interesting. So we've just learned something there for all of our listeners.
Flip it twice.
The double flip.
Matty Swindle's with us, CEO of Tasman Butchers. Matty, just went off the SMS here. I did tell a story about how people came and I didn't have the gas ready.
You told them to bring their own meat.
No, well, can I just clarify that? Because I had the steaks and I had the sausages. But people brought like some marinades around for their kids, like chicken wings and all that sort of stuff.
Guaranteed to stuff your barbie.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. What do you do with the marinades? Because it can stuff a barbecue up.
Yeah, if you put particularly stickier, sweeter stuff, if you put the marinade straight on a barbecue, it goes like, it's like welding glue. Cook it in the oven first. I cook all chicken in the oven before I put it on the barbecue, partly because you want it cooked through nice and slow to the bone, and then get it on your barbecue when it's hot. Just put some charred marks on it. It's fine. Doesn't mess your barbecue up. Makes the chicken safe.
Let's go through a couple. Steve in Monty. G'day, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Good, mate.
I've got a Weber Q and a Weber. You can't go past them. They can become a bit expensive with accessories and stuff, but you won't believe it. I picked up a Weber off buy swap and sell for $40 yesterday from a guy in Brighton. He was just getting a flogging it off. So if you're on a budget, Chuck,
grab one of them,
grab yourself a couple of Pataki's and off you go.
I'll give you 50 for it today.
No deal. No deal, Steve.
There's no cash here. Here, there's no cash.
I'm loving A-Rod's work out the back.
Tim in Bundoora's got a question. G'day, Tim.
G'day, guys. Look, I actually don't have a question. I have a couple of solutions here, if that's okay.
Go for it.
As far as cooking your beef and anything, like, you know, you've got your char grill and you've got your flat plate. If anyone's cooking steak and you've got friends around that, you know, someone might want it well done, someone might want it rare, and you just got to time it right. And then at the end, just throw it on the char grill, and that's how you get those nice strips down the middle. And also, you know, when you're talking about your chicken wings and all that, and, your marinades.
Yep.
It's all right. And I'm not going against what the other guy was saying, but basically, I'm sorry, mate, I've forgotten your name, but...
That's Matty, yep.
Matty. Basically, you've got beer, right? Beer is a solution. So when you've done your marinade on your barbecue, your chicken wings and all that, just pour a cup of beer on. Get your scrubber out, your barbecue comes up clean, it's good. No problem at all.
I'm not pouring my beer on a barbecue. I know where that gets poured, it's down my neck.
Matty, we've got one off the SMS. What barbecue do you cook with?
I can't even remember what my barbecue is. It's a head unit I bought some years ago. So it's the top, it's like the lid and the main part, and it's built in.
So top of the range stuff, though, as you said.
Yeah, I paid a fortune for it.
Top of the range. All right, there you go. Thank you, Tim. Any other little tips before we let you go?
The quality of the hot plate, because you can get the cast iron, but then you get the cheaper version.
Yeah, don't get a cheap one. You want a good, solid cast iron hot plate that distributes the heat evenly. It needs to get red hot, and it needs to get red hot in all the same spots. Don't get something where the back of the hot plate's screaming hot and the front's cold, and the sausages at the back are charcoaled and the ones at the front are raw.
Yep.
That's why you've got to spend a bit of money and get a good quality one. You're going to cook on this thing over 1,000 times. It's going to cost you $1 every time you use it if you get a good quality one.
Sold me. I'm in there today, and I'm going for the top of the range, and I'm not going to haggle. I'm just going to pay and go home and enjoy.
Good on you, Matty. Thank you very much for coming in. It's a very busy time for you. We're going to let you go. How many pieces of meat are you going to sell today, do you reckon?
We'll do well in excess of $1 million in meat today.
Wow. What?
Yeah, across 18 shots. When I say we're busy today, we're really busy. The guys do a cracking job. It's a great time here.
Christ.
That is ridiculous, Matty. Thanks for coming. You have a great Christmas.
Take care. Thanks, guys.